Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We are joined in the studio by Sarah. You went to see Carol Churchill's Escaped Alone last night at the Corpus Playroom. That's playing all week. We talked about this in Cambridge Juice this morning. So Escaped Alone envisions the apocalypse from an English back garden.
Yes. Very strange play.
Strange one, was it?
Yes, I mean, it was really, really good. Carol Churchill is quite a very famous playwright. She's she writes things sort of about sexual politics and power and things like that. There was a play she wrote in 1982 called Top Girls, which is all about women trying to get positions of power, which actually, I was thinking about this morning, was probably quite a good time to write it with Mrs. Thatcher, etc. Mm-hmm. So this was really interesting. It was at the Corpus Playroom, which is the best, sweetest theatre in Cambridge. It's like someone's front room, you know.
Yeah.
So, and it's basically about four women over 70. One sort of appears, and I think you read out the first line, didn't you,
yes,
earlier?
Yes.
Oh, I see a garden. I know these people, and walks in. And they kind of start chatting in a little bit of a staccato way about, you know, their lives. And then the character's called Mrs. Jarrett, Sally, Vi and Lena. Mrs. Jarrett is the one who walks in.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the lights go down and she stands up and starts talking about an apocalypse, which we don't know if it's happened, if it's going to happen, or if she's just a bit mad, really. So, and then they kind of carry on talking about their lives. One of them, it turns out, has done something terrible in her kitchen, so she doesn't like kitchens. One of them's got this absolute fear of cats, so they do these three monologues in separate parts of the play. And the other one is just agoraphobic, we think.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Mrs. Jarrett stands up again and says, and then the children died, and it's... And then all the food in Newcastle's won in the lottery and people were on their iPads. And it's just really odd.
Yeah.
But quite current, I suppose. I mean, I think she wrote it in 2017.
Mm.
So it's current in a way. But it's really good. It makes you think an awful lot about...
It sounds a little unsettling, maybe?
Yes.
A little creepy?
Kind of creepy, yes, I think so. My friend I went with had sort of was like, what on earth happened there? And we were sort of chatting about it on the way home. And it's very interesting. It's certainly something that makes you think a lot about the future, about old age, I guess, because there are these four old ladies sitting in a garden just talking to each other, finding out things about each other they didn't know. And has the apocalypse happened? Are they in a bunker somewhere, or are they in the garden? Have they all lost their minds? Has only one lost their mind? Have we lost our minds?
Right.
You know, it's great.
I'm intrigued by the juxtaposition of the going, oh, look, you know, there's a mushroom which has just appeared over Maddingley at one moment, and then, you know, saying that they don't like cats.
Yeah, I know. It's
Does that make, if you like, both elements more effective?
I think so, because you've got this sort of vague normality going on, and then Mrs. Jarrett standing up and, as I say, saying these bizarre things, and gas masks are available on the National Health. They came in different colours.
They used to be. My mother had a Mickey Mouse gas mask during the Second World War.
Yes, they were terrifying, though, weren't they? I saw pictures of those.
Oh, I know which ones you mean.
I just they were meant to make children feel safer.
Yeah.
I know. It's comforting, isn't it? So.
But definitely worth going to, absolutely. The acting, I mean, I saw The Footlights last week, as you know, the acting... caliber of actors from Cambridge University. This is Cambridge University Amateur Dramatic Club. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
These young people are also incredibly talented.
So that's an interesting then as well, because younger actors performing as
old people.
Are they, this sounds ridiculous, are they dressed up as old people or are they?
Kind of. I mean, I don't think...
I'm not getting into prosthetics here, but you know, you can do a look with a stick and a scarf, can't you?
They were dressed as older people, I guess. But no, there was no sort of fancy makeup or anything, no.
Mm.
You just kind of knew their role by the way they were talking. And one of the lines, I believe, was, we are all in over 70. So,
and you get that early on, so you know where you are as a reference point.
Grandchildren and nieces, and it's very, very, very interesting.
Hmm. And the staging, is it quite stripped back? Is it
it's
just
very, very bare
in the garden or in a bunker?
There, well, I don't. You see, we don't know. Very deep. There's four garden chairs, a washing line, because some of the stage directions are hanging up the washing, getting the teacups, and then they all sing. They do run, run, run for no discernible reason.
That's probably a song from their youth.
Yeah, exactly. I think I was reading about this. Apparently in the play, this song isn't actually in sort of title, but that's the one they used in all the productions, as far as I know. So, yeah, it's very bare. I mean, it's a tiny little theatre, as you know.
Yeah.
But it's very effective. We were both completely gripped by it.
Mm.
So, yes, that's very, very
always,
worth...
Yeah, always a sign of a good production when you're
absolutely,
completely just absorbed into it.
Yeah, there's very few I'm not nowadays. I think maybe it's my age, just like going out. I don't know. But no, in a serious note, it was very good and definitely worth seeing.
OK, we should do the ticket stuff. Tonight and tomorrow, £7 to £9. Friday and Saturday, it goes up a bit, £8 to £10. It's a small price to play to go
absolutely.
For a very beautiful theatre.
To look at the future... Possibly or not.
Well, I don't know. It kind of depends who wins the leadership debate, really, doesn't
yes.
it? This is what kind of what kind of future we get.
Don't. Cambridge 105 Radio.